November data from healthdata.gov indicates about 86% of Idaho's inpatient pediatric beds are currently filled. In Washington, it's about 66%. Both Washington and Idaho have seen a rise in recent RSV cases. Influenza is still low, but COVID-19 transmission is either moderate or high in most of the inland Northwest. Dr. Summer Day is the pediatric medical director at Gritman Medical Center in Moscow, Idaho. She says RSV is one of the most common reasons for hospitalization for children 0 to 6 months old. RSV is especially high risk for children under 2 months old. But Day says caregivers can still help protect their children from getting sick.
Here are things like hand washing, and older people like wearing masks in large crowded areas is still a good idea for avoiding the winter birthday party with your infant. But I still think of choosing those social functions and other things in the winter that are important to you is still okay.
Some hypotheses have suggested that an immunity debt caused by lowered exposure from isolation and masking has led to an increase in hospitalizations. But Mike Larson, a nurse for Public Health Idaho North Central District, says it's not clear if or how much masking and isolation might have affected children's immunity. Many children had difficulty masking or attended childcare, which exposed them to illnesses.
I think people, children especially, were still exposed. Especially the younger ones quite often couldn't wear masks effectively.
Day says the timing for outbreaks has also changed during the pandemic. That could be why pediatric beds are now filling up.
This year and in the last year specifically, it's been coming earlier in the year and affecting more children all at once. So we're seeing a rise in hospital stays from RSV.
RSV isn't the only respiratory virus that could pose a threat. Whitman County Public Health Director Chris Skidmore says COVID-19 and influenza are also still a risk, and that students traveling for upcoming holidays may increase viral spread.
There is some concern that they could drag it back with them, or we could have an outbreak here and they could all drag it home with them when they go home for the holiday.
Skidmore says getting vaccinated for both influenza and COVID-19, including the updated bivalent booster shot, is one of the best things people can do to reduce the overall risks from that viral triple threat. People should also avoid large crowds if possible, and mask if they can't avoid crowds or they think they may be sick. Regular hand washing is also important, as RSV and many other illnesses can spread through both respiratory droplets and on surfaces.
Even though it could be a minor illness for you, it could be a profoundly significant one for someone who was a little bit more challenged and had a lower immunity than you do.
If children do get sick, Day says a runny nose, congestion, and sometimes a fever are normal symptoms for RSV. Parents should call their doctor if their child starts having more labored breathing. One sign of difficulty breathing in babies is if they refuse breastfeeding or bottle feeding they normally wouldn't have problems with. I'm Rachel Sun.